I have to admit, I'm on the side of the hunters on this one. The cancellation of the spring bear hunt had absolutely nothing to do with conservation. Bears aren't an endangered species. There are currently over 100,000 black bears in Ontario, and this number is on the increase, despite the 3,000 to 4,000 bears that are killed each spring. For a government that has a history of being notoriously pro-business, the decision doesn't make sense from an economic standpoint either. There are over 20,000 hunters that take part in the spring hunt each year. About half of those come from the United States. This translates into big dollars, about $15 to $30 million being pumped into the local economy every year. The government alone used to pocket over $1 million in U.S. license fees per season. Without the hunt to stabilize the population, they're going to be handing out a lot of cash for managing bear problems. Hungry bears will become a nuisance at cottage areas, garbage dumps, and campgrounds. 4,000 extra bears also means more attacks on livestock and crops. Biologists are warning that the increase will have an impact on other species like moose calves and deer fawns. The reason that the government has given for this economically and environmentally unsound decision was bear cubs. John Snowbelin, Ontario's Minister of Natural Resources, banned the spring bear hunt because of concerns over the orphaning of bear cubs by hunters. The only problem is, this isn't an issue. It's illegal for hunters to kill female bears with cubs. In the 12 years that this law has been on the books, there's only ever been one conviction. The truth is, the bear hunt was banned because the Ontario government didn't want to look bad before an election. But in trying to save face, they've caused an international incident that not only ticked off American hunters, but hurt the folks at home, too. It almost makes me want to get a gun and start shooting. Maybe I'll bag me a bear while I'm at it.